This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Winter seems to have already started in Budapest, Hungary, where I'm working this week. Days are cold, wet, and constantly gray and overcast. During meals and at breaks from our work, small talk turns to refugee camps, building fences, and the movement of large numbers of people. The doctors and medical students I'm working with are concerned and vocal about the health and well-being of the Middle Eastern immigrants who are often held in confined camps with few resources. Hungarians, if not their government, are sensitive to the damaging effects of confinement and restrictions on both physical and mental health, having themselves been pawns in the politics of European history for much of the past century. These young 20-something medical students are just as appalled by the fences and camps as are the older physicians who lived through World War II and its aftermath. But in addition to the human disasters related to quickly erecting fences to limit human movement, there are other chilling effects on wild animals, many of which are already threatened. Of course, animals such as deer and bear and wolves and other mammals don't respect human-made geopolitical borders. Their existence depends upon annual journeys across large distances through forest areas in search of food and mating partners. When their movement's restricted, they can no longer reproduce normally, and over longer periods, this will limit genetic diversity. Still, other wild animals die painfully as they become caught or injured in the barbed wire or are unable to escape natural predators, including human hunters and migrants hunting for meat. With fences constraining their movement, these migratory animals have limited access to their normal food and water sources, which cause many to die of starvation. And if animals get sick, as some undoubtedly will, others cannot escape, so illness will spread quickly through large numbers of animals. And if we're not careful, these diseases can spread to local domestic herds of agricultural animals. And there is an impact on the environment. If large animals are confined to small spaces, they overeat, causing the natural habitat to become degraded as a result of erosion and deforestation. The last impact of human migration on animals was told to me by a small girl, perhaps 6 years old. Her head was wrapped in a colorful scarf to protect her from the cold. She explained to me in broken English that she worried about animals. She and her family came from Africa, where they had had a small farm. They needed to depart quickly, leaving their cows and goats and other domestic animals with no one to care for them. The girl explained that she was worried every single day and night that nobody would come and care for them and they would die. So while our primary health concern needs to focus on the physical and mental impacts of migration on human health, there are clearly impacts on the animal and agricultural kingdoms. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a